3. Under normal circumstances, Lucy would happily have stayed for another glass of wine, but she was distracted by the presence of the key in her bag. She wondered how she was going to discover what it opened, and what might be revealed, locked away in a secret location. Her informant had talked of people's lives being at risk. She wondered who else knew about the key, and whether anyone had observed her meeting with her informant. All at once, Le Comptoir Général did not feel welcoming. Wherever she looked, strangers seemed to be staring at her. Abruptly, she stood up. "I have to go." Her companions merely smiled at her, nodding their goodbyes, oblivious to her stress. Their relaxed response to her announcement was reassuring. But outside, on the dark street, she felt nervous. The bridge was packed with people passing in both directions as she scurried to the station. Everything appeared more sinister at night. The roar of departing trains sounded savage, and wherever she looked, she noticed shabby characters shuffling around like spies from a criminal underclass. And the graffiti, which had seemed vibrant and colourful during the day, now looked menacing. In the carriage, she was unnerved by a man staring at her. It was not the first time she had attracted unwelcome attention, but tonight, for the first time, she felt genuinely frightened by a stranger's gaze. Arriving back in the Marais just after 11, she walked past shops shut up for the night. Jewelers, shoe shops and vintage clothes shops. Only the small restaurants, falafel cafes and bars were still busy with customers sitting at tables on the pavement. Reassured by the familiar, cheerful bustle, Lucy made her way past a noisy queue of people waiting outside a comedy theatre, where an up-and-coming comedian was performing that evening. As she turned into her own street, the pavement was less crowded. She passed a quirky boutique, a shop specializing in all different designs of flip-flops, a perfumery, an estate agent, a chemist, a couple of small restaurants, and various clothes shops. Tapping in the code, she opened her street door and entered a narrow, covered passageway that opened out into a paved courtyard. When she had first moved into the area, she had been surprised to learn how many of the street doors did not lead directly in.